latest up-to-the-minute news. Visit theleader.info.
Morelos Councillor for Internal Affairs Victor Ruiz has announced the findings of the Padrón cleanup operation carried out by the Institute of National Statistics, detailing how Orihuela has lost 8,000 residents as a result of the audit, mostly British nationals, resulting in both a significant decline in the population and confirmation of the number of expats who have left the area. Sorabieki, meanwhile, have not provided the data for the findings of their audit, but it was revealed by a leading Spanish newspaper that they look set to lose some 15,000 residents from the 1st of January 2015, the equivalent of 14% of the population, dropping from 107,000 to 91,400 registered residents. The figure for Torrevieja has considerable consequences that might not seem apparent at first, but in losing their 15,000 residents and therefore having an official population of 91,400, it means that Torrevieja falls below the 100,000 threshold required to be classed as a big city, a situation which has not been present since before 2007, which may well have dire consequences for the management of the budgets and public services in the immediate future. In this case, not only will Torrevieja lose the funding from central government of those 15,000 people, the actual amount of money per head is also lower for municipalities which fall below the 100,000 threshold, as is the case already in Orihuela. The population gap between the two municipalities of Torrevieja and Orihuela continues to close, with Orihuela getting close to match Torrevieja within a very short time. The data also proves to show how significant it is not to register on a Padrón. Torrevieja may well face a budget nightmare, lack of funding, and even more cuts in the future, with even the possibility of indirect and direct tax increases to plug the gap that this will make. But by not being on a Padrón, anybody is potentially directly responsible for the possible reduction in service. Meanwhile, Orihuela, as the population grows, there's not too far a leap to go over that 100,000 benchmark, thus increasing the revenue and the cost per capita that Torrevieja will now have to suffer. For more details on this story, including further statistics, check out the website www.theleader.info.